A church partner gets gunned down in Dagestan. There's been yet another delay in the trial against Bible Club workers in India. And Sunday marks a prayer concert in Sudan. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Militants finally catch up to a church worker in Dagestan. There are still security issues pending with this breaking story. A spokesperson with the North Caucasus Network told us,
"We can confirm Thursday's report. The senior pastor of an evangelical church in central Dagestan, Russia, was ambushed and shot in the head by unknown gunmen as he departed the church's house of prayer around 6:30 p.m. local time. He died from his injuries. The North Caucasus Network invites the global church to pray for this fellowship and their partners. This particular church has been targeted with harassment tactics from a vocal and often violent minority of people in Dagestan who harbor unfounded fear of Christian ministries present in the region. Dagestan continues to suffer under the competing factions of a complex global jihadi movement."
Next, almost a year ago, 8 Christians were arrested in Karnataka, India, after being attacked by Hindu extremists. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the charges were frivolous, but the courts have yet to drop them.
They were accused of inciting religious violence. So 8 of them were actually charged under one of the criminal acts in that state. They showed up for court on July 2 and were told, "No, your hearing has been postponed until September."
Straver says it's not uncommon for the courts to be slow in India, but feels this is an attempt at further persecution.
"We feel it's probably some organized harassment on the part of the extremists who attack them and the officials in this state of India."
Nevertheless, the 8 ministry workers aren't discouraged. The attacks are mostly a confirmation that God is working in India.
"The reason that Christians are being attacked in this way is so many millions of people in India are so open to the gospel. It's an unprecedented spiritual movement taking place in India."
Pray for even more movement and a fair trial. You're listening to Mission Network News. The clock is ticking on Southern Sudan's January referendum. Words of Hope's Lady Young says,
"This referendum will provide the people of South Sudan the opportunity to choose between unity or separation from Northern Sudan."
However, though they recently established an overseeing commission, voter registration has yet to begin. Even if the vote moves ahead, the North could go back on the word, hoping to reclaim the oil-rich South, but instead create conflict.
So it seems that regardless of what happens with this referendum, there could be implications for the other countries that neighbor Sudan in East Africa.
So Sudanese Christians are praying for the stability of the region.
Through an exceptional effort, the Presbyterian Church of Sudan has arranged for a prayer for this referendum in southern Sudan to be conducted in all of its church services this coming Sunday.
Visit our website for specific ways to pray. And have you ever thought about serving as an overseas missionary long-term? Dave Haas of the Evangelical Alliance Mission says, as a missions agency,
"We believe strongly that the true sender of a missionary is the local church, and that sending church plays a vital role in the ministry of the missionary, providing spiritual authority and encouragement and prayer and financial support, direction and accountability."
The problem is many churches feel ill-equipped, or people sense God's call, but they don't know if they're fit to serve. So TEAM has created a helpful resource.
"We have developed this workshop that we call Explore, and it guides prospective missionaries to assess numerous things: their call, character, their fit and readiness for overseas service, and then to ultimately identify practical next steps."
For the last 15 years, TEAM has been using Explore as an encouraging resource around the U.S. Haas says it's free for participants. You can schedule or sign up for a workshop at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Ruth Kramer.